In France, there is outrage at the government's cooperation with American prosecutors investigating the case of Zakaria Moussaoui. Moussaoui, who is French and now in jail in the U.S., is accused of engaging in the same preparation for the September 11th attacks as the 19 hijackers. With help from the French Justice Ministry, an assistant U.S. attorney visited France this week to gather information about him. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports, critics say that amounts to helping apply the death penalty.
At a press conference this morning, there were not only the usual death penalty opponents, but also representatives from a judges' union and Amnesty International. The Paris Bar Association has taken up the cause as well. So the anger is not just coming from the anti-American fringes.
Tant que les États-Unis n'auront pas aboli la peine de mort,
Michel Toubiana of the Human Rights League told reporters that no matter how bad the crime, helping American authorities could never be justified when the death penalty was involved. Yesterday, American news reports quoted unnamed U.S. officials as saying that prosecutors in New York and Virginia will seek capital punishment. Moussaoui faces six charges of criminal conspiracy, four of which carry the death penalty, for his alleged role in terrorist attacks which killed over 3,000 people. He was arrested last August for visa violations while studying at a flight school in Minnesota. Investigators suspect he was in on the September 11th plot because his activities in the U.S. were so similar to those of the hijackers. To check up on that theory and build the prosecution's case, an assistant U.S. attorney traveled this week to southern France, where Moussaoui grew up. France and the U.S. have a long-standing agreement on judicial cooperation, so coming here wasn't hard. But getting people to talk has been. And Charlotte Demartin is with Together Against the Death Penalty.
The local press has been telling French citizens in the south of France, if you're approached by the police and being told that an American magistrate wants to hear you, don't go, don't say anything, because that could be used against Mr. Moussaoui and help him being sentenced to death. So people are aware they shouldn't collaborate.
Demartin, who was in close contact with Moussaoui's family, says his mother and sister refused the American prosecutor's request to answer questions. But Moussaoui's brother did show up at the police station. He said it was to express his sorrow and sympathy for the victims of September the 11th, and to tell the visiting U.S. official he would not answer questions since he didn't want to have a hand in his brother's killing. For Michel Toubiana of the Human Rights League, the point is not to block the American search for justice. It's to stand up for a certain idea of justice.
What's happened 11 September is horrible. It's a crime. No problem about that, but we have to have a democratic answer. We have to answer by the law of democracy, by a real justice, and the death penalty is not inside real justice.
The opponents say they are meeting with France's justice minister next week and want the minister to seek a guarantee from U.S. authorities that the death penalty will not be applied. She has already written at least one letter to U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft about French sensitivities on capital punishment. It's up to Ashcroft to give final approval to any prosecution request for the death penalty. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.